get right to it. It is Fantastic's Insider Football Podcast. I'm Dan Claskins along with James Adams. We're wrapping up the preseason today and doing it here, talking some season-long props. We got team props. We've got player props. We're still talking drafts, too. We'll be doing that all the time. And if you're getting ready to draft, we invite you to go over to insiderfootball.com. Check out the draft advisor. James, we're going to use one of the better parts of the draft advisor tool that people have been crushing their drafts with, is using these projections to get some payday on these season-long props, which I know we both did a year ago.
Yeah, and I think it's one thing that it's just kind of a fun way to almost maybe like bet the downside of players that you're not picking with these unders. Fun ways to, you know, I love making long shot golf bets, and you know, sometimes they're a little bit too long shot, but I think in these other props, there's lots of fun long shots that we can take a look at, or even medium shots, if you will. And then look, I mean, I think there are certain players we like, we don't like, where we can just get to, rather than long shot odds or what have you, minus 110, plus 100, those kind of things. We can find a lot of that on individual players. So I think there's a lot of fun to be had here.
Yeah. And the draft advisor, we have a free trial over there at insiderfootball.com. We also have our season long tools, the touchdown package. And guess what? You can use those projections to crush the weekly props. So not just for drafts anymore. Fantastic's a great source for all your info. James, let's get into some of the props we like, some of the things here. And before we do, you mentioned something right there before that sort of is the beginning. And I'm not like this guru of prop bets, right? I mean,
sure,
we're taking our fantasy knowledge and the resources available to us there and trying to find things we like. And for me, even starting this process of these player props, at least on the season-long side, as well as the team side, are just looking like, okay, what are the players I like? What are the players I don't? What are the teams I think could surprise people in a good and bad way? And taking some of those thoughts, then I start looking and finding where the odds are, the value is, and shopping it around a little bit. Because that's the other key thing here, is looking at all the different sports books. It's vastly, especially for these season-long props, vastly different lines. So doing your search there could end up helping you take a slim profit margin into a much larger one.
Or like some of these longer shot things, like, you know, we'll get into MVPs, and I have some non-quarterback bets that I want to make, just because eventually it's going to not be a quarterback again. And I'm telling you, I mean, there are some guys that might be 80 to 1 that are 150 to 1 at a different book.
I'm with you. I'm all in. So team props are fun, though, too. I think for me, to get into the player props, the one thing I will say, it's like, I don't love always betting the overs. And those are what fantasy-minded people like us are going to be looking at. But, James, I don't want to always bet the overs, because you have to have everything go right. Dude has to stay healthy. At least on the team props, you can't get sunk by an injury.
Exactly right. I can tell you that 2 years ago, I was on some overs and in individuals, and I exactly got that. I mean, it's almost kind of like like a team defense, right? You know that the whole team defense can't get hurt. You're still going to have that player available, as in the fantasy player, that team defense. Your prop look, you make a bet, and okay, maybe even a starting quarterback goes down. They're still going to play those games, and you still have an opportunity to make wins. So, yeah, overs for me now. I've got some fun overs that I won't take too seriously. But when you're talking about overs, particularly, you know, you get into team totals, it's definitely team that I'm liking more for the overs, because in general, we're expecting 17 games from each and every one of these teams.
Yeah. So let's start there, James. Let's start with the team props. Let's start with our homer pick here. We're always going to get our Bengal props on. But when you believe, my friend. Like Ted Lasso, I got the sign above the door here. I'm tapping it with the Bengals. Now, Super Bowl odds, I know you make those bets, AFC Championship. But I love the plus 160, the AFC North right there with the BetMGM. And, I mean, it's not the greatest of odds, but over 10.5 wins. I like the schedule. I think, barring a major injury here, this team's a lock for 11. So I'll lay the 130 at DraftKings. And in fact, I already have.
So my Reds team prop just hit, and I can't decide. That was the over of their 67.5 wins. And I can't decide if I want to lay it on the Bengals to win the Super Bowl or the Bengals to go over that win total, either the 11.5 or the 12.5, or was it? No, I'm sorry, the 10.5, 11.5. I think what I will end up doing is probably just going at the Super Bowl, which right now the best I see is plus 1,000, which, you know what? It's $100 I laid down on the Reds how long ago that I had pretty much given up on. So there's my homer pick.
I know. I'm saving it. I need the Reds to cash to make my playoff bet that I'm going to let that ride on some Bengals Super Bowl as well, possibly. But I don't know. Those are the homer picks, obviously. We'll get into some more potentially when we get to player props. But outside of our hometown team here, Cincinnati, what are a couple team props you're targeting here, James? I know there's a couple teams in the NFC in particular catching your eye.
Didn't see anything that I really loved on the other side of the conference. They're the only Super Bowl bet I'm loving to make right now. I don't really love, right? It's the Bengals, and I don't love that. But to win the NFC, Detroit is plus 1,100, 11-1 on DraftKings. Seattle plus 1,400, 14-1. You can get that practically anywhere. And the idea being either one of these teams, I think they can certainly get hot. Look, we've seen Seattle make a run with their coaching staff, not really much of their players anymore, to the Super Bowl a couple times. But if they could get a home field advantage, we know how crazy that could be. We certainly know that they're the it's the weaker conference. And then when you go to the Detroit Lions, I mean, while I'm actually maybe looking at a different long shot as a division pick win, for them to win the conference, they've got a great offensive line, and we know an offensive line can travel. That's something you can win on the road with. So whether they are playing at home or whether they are playing on the road in the playoffs, I think these are two teams that, look, neither one would I say is the favorite, right? I think San Fran and Philly are the favorites, but I love the odds on these two teams.
I can get behind it. I can definitely get behind it. And, you know, just looking at the division winners, division by division, we talked about them in our division previews here, but AFC East, I think the Dolphins are the team of value I'm interested in, plus 300. This is a team that I think has as good a chance as any. It really boils down to Tua staying healthy. This yep. defense is good. I mean, if they somehow add a better running back, great, but I don't think it's a necessity. I go to the AFC North. You know, I already said I took the Bengals plus the 160. Didn't get that on DraftKings. Had a shot for it. But, James, you know, you look at the AFC South, and I like plus money. But, dude, I don't see anybody beating the Jags, so I'm not crazy about it. I'll probably lay off there. You get into the AFC West. Yeah, the Chiefs are the easy pick, but plus 290. I bet the Chargers to win the division last year. Herbert and his receivers got hurt. They stay healthy. I mean, plus 290, that's one of those where even if I don't think it, I think there's enough of a shot where I'm intrigued.
They played this division three times in a row this year. The Chargers are winning it at least once. And right now, I saw them as of last night, plus 325 at a couple different locations, yeah. Including the physical location that I'm going to go to.
Yeah, the Chargers to make the playoffs is actually the bet that I made already at FanDuel, minus 115. I definitely love the over 9.5 wins on LA as well. Now, that's minus 120, the best price I've seen at DraftKings. But I'm with you on the Lions, bro. I got them to win the AFC North, plus 145 over at FanDuel, over 10.5 wins, plus 155 at DraftKings. I took it up to 10.5 because 9.5 is the baseline, James, but over 10, I think the Lions get the 11 wins. I'll take the plus 155 on that all day long. And a couple of my NFC sleeper teams, I definitely like the Falcons to make the playoffs. That's a plus 110 bet at MGM. I think they win that division, and I think they get there by winning 9 games. So I'll lay the over 8.5 at DraftKings minus the 120. And the Giants, a team that made the playoffs a year ago. I know some people think it's a fluke. I think they got better to make the playoffs. Plus 172, that's worth a stab over there at FanDuel. The NFC's just not that deep.
Yeah, I'm with you there. And so I've got a couple Falcons, both team and individual, that I can get to eventually. But I'll tell you this. I am considering, and I know I have Detroit to win the NFC, I'm considering Chicago at plus 450 to win that division, Dan. The division is somewhat in shambles. And, I mean, we even talked about, I think it was with Kim Reschleicher this weekend, like she was like, are we really trusting the Lions? And we are, right? We are trusting the Lions in their offense this year on draft day, but it still made us all do a double take. So I don't know if I'm going to make the bet, but plus 450 for the Bears is very intriguing. I mean, Justin Fields has been the talk of the town on draft day in their running back room. Maybe it's – and the owner of the Bears is now playing in the AFC East, Mr. One Aaron Rodgers.
It is interesting. I mean,
it's a big number. That's why I'm considering it.
Worth considering indeed. I definitely think when you get into some things there too, James, a lot of it will come down to health on these teams, right? But, you know, again, we're trying to find value. Seattle, a team I bet against last year, I'm plus 125 at DraftKings on over 9.5 wins there. I think they're a 10-win team, especially considering I think they're going to beat the Rams twice and the Cardinals twice. There's four.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, I mean, again, we talk about their division just – or, I'm sorry, their conference not being that good and what we saw from them a year ago. And they have had – look, they added two of the top rookie picks in fantasy before the rookie before the NFL draft happened with JSN and Charbonnet. They have been rich with draft picks since the Russell Wilson trade. This team, I mean, we know about their solid receiving core and all the great fantasy options that I guess has now made Geno even a really great fantasy option, but they've made a lot of good picks on defense as well. I mean, they revamped that entire roster by moving Russ Wilson. So, yeah, Seattle's a solid team. Not just a good fantasy commodity.
All right, so I think we're aligned there. The only other one I had from team props on my end was sort of an anti-bet, and it's a correlation play to my Falcons bets, but I'm going to go to Saints not to make the playoffs. No playoffs for Derek Carr in New Orleans. It's plus 160 right now at DraftKings.
I can get with it. I am not sure about that division, but I will tell you that
James, before you move on, the idea of correlation plays to props you like elsewhere, right? I mean, if you're going to go all in and you're looking for value, that's a way to perhaps do it, is you're not only making the bet you like, you're making the other bets that would hit if you're right.
And I'm with you there. I mean, I'm certainly making a few of those. So I don't know if they're correlation bets with the Falcons, but let's get to my other team props that I have, because I just have a couple, Dan. Basically, they were the last winless and the last undefeated teams.
I know. This is one of my favorite bets you do each year. I root with you on this stuff.
I have a lot of fun with them. So look, the Bengals, they're plus 1,000 to be the last undefeated team, and they have two very difficult games to start with when they go Cleveland, at Cleveland, then Baltimore, but then they have four relatively easy games. They get Seattle, but that's here in Cincinnati. Then they have a bye week, which is pretty big, so they have a good chance to be 6-0 through 7 weeks headed to San Francisco, and that is a homer bet. I'm totally with that. The other teams that I looked at, Detroit. After they go to Kansas City in week one, they have a pretty easy schedule. Detroit's plus 33 to 1 to be the last undefeated team. That's like basically if they win week one, their odds would plummet in that because they are playing at Kansas City and the money line is only like plus 200 for them to win. So rather than bet the money line, I'd rather make this bet. And then if it hits, I'm having a little fun and pressing it. Atlanta plus 3,500 to be the last undefeated team. They get Jacksonville early. Other than that, they have a really good schedule. So at plus 3,500, obviously I'm taking some chances, and it's also kind of just betting against that defense. That division, excuse me. And they have an improved defense. The last winless teams, this is really the one that I have more fun with than anything. Couple teams, Indianapolis. Houston's plus 1,000. Indianapolis is plus 1,700. I may decide to just bet those two. They play in week two, and then one of them is going to be gone, and just say I'll ride out with the one that's hopefully winless after that. They could tie. Wouldn't that be awesome? Washington and Green Bay, I'm thinking about maybe playing those two instead of the other two. They also play early. They have incredibly tough schedules outside of the game against each other, and they're both plus 2,200. I don't know if I will bet all four of those. I might pick one tandem, or maybe I try to pick a winner in those. I think it's like week two matchups between those teams, and bet the loser.
Yeah. I love it. I love it, dude. I love your methodology. And I've seen you follow this for a couple years now and have a little bit of success with it. Always a good time. Let's move over to some player awards. I don't usually get too involved in these, but these are the ultimate value picks, James. And, you know, you look at MVP, Mahomes right now, the chalk favorite at DraftKings, plus 600. Burrow right behind him, plus 750. Josh Allen, plus 850. Everybody else is 1,100 or higher, right? And that's one of those guys I'm looking at. And I guess it goes back to what I'm saying about the Chargers. If it all comes true, maybe Justin Herbert's that guy I look at plus 1,200.
I consider Herbert. I just don't know that I'm going to do a plus 1,200 here because
here's the thing.
I'm going long shots.
Well, this goes back to shopping it around. Plus 1,200 is actually the best price at DraftKings. Yes. So at FanDuel, it's plus 900.
I saw plus 1,200 as the best for Herbert. Maybe if I could get, I don't know, maybe I'm being greedy by wanting plus 1,500 because he's certainly a guy I'm getting later in drafts and I'm very pleased with
plus it. Plus 1,500, you have to go down the Trevor Lawrence, Lamar Jackson. You get Justin Fields at plus 2,000. I mean, you can go anti-quarterback, but that's a prayer, really.
I'm going anti-quarterback. It has been, what, since 2015 that a quarterback, that it has been a non-quarterback? Eventually, we're going to get a non-quarterback again. So, look, you want to pick a quarterback and go for it? I can make the case that I wanted to pick Burrow. Maybe without the calf strain, I'd be going there and not making these. But let me tell you something. I've been on the Travis Kelce MVP bet a few years running. I'm not stepping away. It's 250-1 on points bet. I will put $20 on that.
You know it's not going to be a running back. They're not valued at all.
Well, here's my thought. It has never been a tight end, right? But Kelce could be that guy at that number. I could still see it be a running back, Dan. In fact, I've got three running backs and one receiver
Christian
that I'm going to make
bets on. Christian McCaffrey would be the guy I'd go with at plus 8,000. The okay. Niners just
you got to shop, dog. He's 1/5 plus 15, whatever the number is. He's 150-1 on FanDuel. So forget yeah. that 80-1. You can get him for 150-1. Yeah, now you looking. Only got to bet 10 instead of 20.
Yeah, but I don't really do MVP bets, frankly.
Okay, you don't have to. I'm just telling you, I will lay down. And my thoughts with these guys, too, is, look, maybe with Kelce, it's finally Mahomes, you know, relied on him so much. These other running backs that I'm betting, it's Derrick Henry, Christian McCaffrey, Nick Chubb. You can certainly make a case against all of their quarterbacks winning it if they were to be superior teams. Tyreek Hill, I mean, I think the legit chance at 2,000 yards this year is coming. 150-1, there's my long shots.
All right, there you go. We got some MVPs to get through there. Anything, when we look at rookie of the year, I mean, this is always interesting, James. And for me, I mean, rookie of the year is actually, I know Bijan's the guy right now, and a generational talent, and I'm not knocking it, but I mean, at the price, Anthony Richardson, plus 2,500 on FanDuel. You want to get something I'd be inclined to make there? I think it's that bet right there because, yeah, he could flop, but this dude's got talent. And he's going to get an opportunity right out of the gate. And we know if he has any type of success at the quarterback position, that's going to help him in the voting.
Absolutely. I'm not looking at any of the quarterbacks this year for Offensive Rookie of the Year, but I do think that the plus 2,500 number on Richardson is exceptional. In fact, it's one I might consider, quite frankly, because that's where I like to go, numbers that high. Look, Jahmyr Gibbs is plus 1,000. There's a great chance that the Lions – look, I've already talked about a lot of the reasons that I like him, the offensive line being one. We've mentioned before, whether it's here or when we're on SiriusXM, talking about the Williamson suspension. They basically have a superstar receiver in Amon-Ra, but they don't have anything else. I could see both of these guys being on the field together. Certainly, one comes off and the other one just continues to carry the load. With Gibbs, it could be through the air and on the ground. Kimmer Schleicher said she sees 60 targets in his future this year, plus 1,000. I like him as the alternate in a workload guy.
I love me some Gibbs props. He'll be one of my player props that I'll be discussing here in a minute. So I'm in on it. I mean, my Richardson play was what, like you said, sort of the boat ride, right?
Yeah. Hey, and guess what? I like those because I'll throw Quentin Johnston down at least $10 on him at plus 2,500 he's going to be in that electric.
A couple offense. Of them, dudes, for $10, you get that kind of odds. I mean, what the heck? It's like a scratch off, right? I mean, except you're watching dude play each week. So
and look, there's two injury prone receivers on that team. One's aging, one's starting to age too. Quentin Johnston has looked electric. This is we just talked about Herbert as a potential MVP. Like, there's your correlations you've been talking about earlier to Quentin Johnston having a great success. By the way, I'm not done with Johnston props, but we'll get back to that later.
Yeah.
And I got 250-1 Offensive Rookie of the Years. Jalen Hyatt, logic being if it hits, who's the other receiver in New York? We have no clue. And Zach Charbonnet. God forbid something happens to Walker. Charbonnet was RB2 on my board going into this year, and maybe Gibbs ends up being a better pro than Charbonnet, but it's a team that wants to run the ball, and I think Charbonnet at 50-1, certainly a look at Rookie of the Year for me.
Yeah. I just typed a Christian McCaffrey MVP on there. You talked me into, what's the $10, dude? I'm invested in this dude everywhere. Because if he wins that, I'm going to win a lot more in fantasy.
And it's 150-1. It's like it's giant. I love these long shot MVPs.
Any of the other stuff here. I mean, I know you got comeback player. You got anything else on rookie of the year, player of the year, any of that stuff, comeback player before we get into some of these season props?
No, I got to throw out Calvin Ridley. He's 50-1 comeback player of the year. Let's get serious. No one will vote for him because he was suspended slated for the year for gambling, but to even have a flyer on him with a chance, if he goes for 1,300 yards, he's got to be in the conversation and be coming back from a gambling suspension. And God, I would love to win some money on that.
I mean, isn't it free money on DeMar Hamlin, though? I mean, the fact that dude's even on the football field. I mean,
probably.
It's minus 350 at FanDuel, minus 275.
I thought I saw it at like minus 500 at the local book. Like it's
minus 285 at DraftKings. I mean, yeah. It's sort of like a given.
I'm not betting minus my numbers.
I'm not.
I mean, he might not be on.
To be clear. I'm not betting on it. I'm not suggesting anybody bets on it, but the fact these odds suggest what I'm thinking. It's like, dude, how is this guy not going to get comeback player? Because
what if he's not in the NFL come week 10?
All right.
I mean, he was a decent player, but he was a replacement player.
I don't have any bets on comeback player of the year.
That's the only one I got. I just thought it was funny.
It is funny. All right. So let's get over to some of these player props. And in case you're forgetting what you're listening to here, this isn't Gambling 101. This is the Fantastics. Insider Football Podcast. He's James Adams. I'm Dan Klaskins. This is the part where we really get to bust out our tool here, the Fantastics Draft Advisor, because it's sort of, in this sense, James, I use the Draft Advisor as sort of the either the good devil or the the good angel or the devil on the other shoulder. When I'm looking at these props and I'll look over at the projection, and dude, when it aligns what I'm thinking, the projection, I'm like,
yes. Yeah. I'm with you there when you're talking about individual props. And if you're talking about, whether it's like receiving yardage leader, I get into these things, right? And I sort, I get into quarterbacks and I sort by passing yard. And I go, oh, look at this guy who's top three in passing yards in our projections, but is, like a QB2 in fantasy. These are the, again, pseudo long shots that I'm taking chances with. I sort by receiving yards at receiver and I go, oh, this guy's, fantasy receiver 15, but maybe sixth in receiving yards on our board. Well, maybe he's worth a little bit of a long shot ticket.
Yeah, that's exactly what I do. And it's what you can do, too. You just go get it. It's insiderfootball.com, the Draft Advisor, the Touchdown Package, the best way to go. The value, you get all the tools for the season. We're giving a free trial away right now at insiderfootball.com. In a few clicks, you can start checking it out. But James, let's just go position by position here. I know you definitely have some ones that I already said. I was like, dude, we're in on the same thing here. We're in on the same thing. So with that, let's start with receiving yards. As you said, you sort it. You've identified a few receivers at some nice prices that you think our listeners should take some action on.
Yeah. So look, I mean, you're not going to get a great number on a guy like Jefferson, but Tyreek Hill, you can get him at plus 950. And what I like about him and what I like about the two other guys that I'll mention here is, look, Hill has Waddle, but there is no one else on that team. It is Tua, Hill, Waddle. No other fantasy commodities. They are going to force feed the ball to those two. So Tyreek Hill is going to get plenty of opportunities. You know, it's nothing for him to see 10 targets in three quarters, much less four quarters. So his opportunity, right? Jefferson's going to share the ball with Hockenson, maybe the rookie, maybe Osborne. Not to say that Hill, is sharing, but Chase, he's going to share the ball with several other guys, Higgins, Boyd, blah, blah, blah. It's Hill. It's Hill and Waddle, and that's it on that team. So I like him at plus 950. And then CeeDee Lamb, I mean, look, we know, again, they lost a few guys. Cooks and Gallup are there. Maybe they're good. Maybe a non-rookie tight end emerges. But CeeDee Lamb at plus 2,500, that's on Caesars. You got to shop around. That seems like a really good number for CeeDee Lamb coming to his own as one of the premier receivers in the game. And Amon-Ra St. Brown, we talked about it with the Gibbs angle and why he should have a heavy workload. So should St. Brown, because, I mean, he doesn't even get Williamson until week 7. He's going to be running alongside Marvin Jones, who's back for his second tour. Give me Amon-Ra St. Brown, and he's plus 3,000. You can get that on FanDuel or BetMGM.
Yeah, I mean, it's music in my ears. I'll tell you, I mean, as evident by some of my draft, and DJ Moore is a guy that I get it. It might be a little boomer bust, but I mean, he's going to make plays this year, right? I mean, you probably like him more in best ball than season long because of that volatility. But I mean, he's a guy that I've been chopping up as my wide receiver too, all over the place. And I feel pretty good about it where I'm getting him because he's dropping a little bit in drafts. But as that translates over here to this world and this conversation, here's a guy, James, coming in. We know Chicago's going to definitely be throwing the ball at some because their defense isn't that good. The schedule's a little tough here, but DJ Moore, over 800.5 receiving yards. I mean, it's minus 110 at DraftKings, but the draft advisor is projecting the dude, I mean, only for 68 catches, but 955 receiving yards. And, you go back to last year, which he struggled for long stretches of it, finished okay, actually helped me win some fantasy playoff matchups, but he eclipsed it last year, even in his down year with 888. He had over 1,100 in the two previous seasons. Now, obviously, all that was in Carolina, but 800's not a big number for a guy that I'm already invested in, and I'm going to invest in him one more time here. The other receiver prop that I wanted to run by you, I wasn't sure if it's one I wanted to bet or not, but I did notice in going through some things, a guy like Terry McLaurin, who, I'm not like enamored with him to begin with, and now he's dinged up. And I realize it's not a serious issue here, one that you expect to sideline him, but the draft advisor is only projecting McLaurin for 900 and actually I lost my spot with it here. I was just looking at this a second ago, but
970 yards.
Yeah, 970 yards. And right now, this dude's hurt. You can still get minus nine. It went down to 900.5 is what it's sitting at DraftKings right now. Now, James, I'm not suggesting I'd bet it, but it's like we talk about injured players. You talk about the under. Here's a guy that's already hurt that I already had question marks about. I mean, that could be a perfect opportunity for me to look at an under.
It is a good opportunity. I'm not going to do it. I'm not. I mean, first of all, he's been very good too many years in a row. He's had over 1,000 yards 3 years straight. So
I know, whatever. But, and I'm not even saying I like it, but the idea of like Jerry Jeudy, some of these guys taking some props. Now the market adjusts, so you missed the opportunity probably.
I think the market's way better this year. I think it's a lot tighter. I had a lot more trouble identifying overs I was willing to risk and unders that I thought were safe. I thought the market was a lot tougher this year.
Yeah. All right. Well, I didn't really have any other receivers per se that were popping out of me at this point. I think you went through some of your receivers.
I've got a couple flyers on just like fun little ones that I like to do. Gabe Davis, I'm going to go over 6.5 touchdowns for +105 on BetMGM. We have him projected right at that number. He's been right at that number a couple years running. I like to have fun with guys like that who can score, as we saw, 4 in a game. So I'm not suggesting there's even any logic to that. I won't throw more than $20 on these over touchdown bets, but I do have a bunch that I think are fun. And I've done it in the past, and if I break even, I'm cool with it. The other receiver prop that I like, it goes back to Quentin Johnston. Over 574.5 receiving yards at BetMGM, -110. We have him projected for much higher than that, as I'm looking for him right now. I don't even have him, but we have him projected for a significant more than that. And same reason I like him for these other things I've talked about.
Yeah, actually, it's funny you say that on the touchdown back, because I did have one other receiver one written down on my end, too, was DeAndre Hopkins. It's only 4.5 touchdowns.
Love going over those numbers. Over 4.5 is always, I love them.
We're projecting him for 7 touchdowns. And even though I'm not like really going out and trying to get him on my fantasy team, I mean, barring injury, dude, D-Hop's going to get at least 5 tutties.
I might add that to my list, dude. That's exactly the kind of over touchdown bet. Like, those are overs I like. I like betting under yardages and over on small touchdown totals. That's a great one. I love it. And by the way, 750 is what we have Quentin Johnston. So we have him projected for not quite, but almost 200 more than that over that I'm throwing.
Yeah, and playing up on your touchdown one, add another one to your list here, dude. And that, by the way, that was -120 at Caesars is where I got the 4.5 there. But the other touchdown one I liked, and now we had 2 to this point, I'll probably add more, but was Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, he comes here, they've cut Pierce DeRong. I mean, it's Ramondre at Zeke. They're going to have roles. We all expect Zeke to be the guy at the goal line, but somehow I'm still getting +100 on over 4.5 rushing touchdowns over at FanDuel.
Oh, I love that too. I love that too. You can add those two to my, I was more on like 5.5 and 6.5 guys. These are 2 4.5s that I think I will be happy to invest in Yes. What did we have Cole Kmet at last year?
3.5. Was it three and a half?
Because I know he hit it in 3 weeks. It took until week 10 to get the first one, but then it was 3 weeks in a row. Yeah. And that's what's fun about these two is like, man, you can sweat up zero tutties forever. A.J. Dillon was one last year, and then he finally got there. By the way, I'll be on him again. But I think that's all my receivers, Dave.
Yeah, those are really my only touchdown bet, too. I mentioned, so what do I got left? Let's go back to some quarterbacks because I definitely identified a couple I like there. I already talked about my Anthony Richardson Offensive Rookie of the Year long shot swing. And this is one we share in common, James. It's all about because I don't think dude's going to stay healthy. So Lamar Jackson under 3,450 and a half passing yards. Again, you know, I like you don't want to bet overs on these things, but finding guys that you're going to get hurt. I mean, we're projecting for 2,982 passing yards. So this is 500 yards over the Fantastics projection on a guy I'm already cold on.
Last year, he didn't get there. The year before that, he didn't get there. The year before, he didn't get there. That was three in a row. I know that. Last year, I bet his under, and it was like 3,250 and a half, and I was happy to cash it. When I saw this number, it was higher. I said, okay, I'll go under a higher number this year. So, yeah, I'm right there, man. Look, are we going to see this offense become – look, they got an – obviously, Monken is there now. Maybe they're going to revamp the entire way they play offense. I highly doubt it. I just don't believe it.
No. I mean, dude, if I lose it, I lose it. But I'll bet on that one. So, the other quarterback prop that – obviously, you know, as I've already alluded to, it revolves around a guy like in Herbert. I mean, yeah, I get the 1200's not the thing. I'll throw a small little MVP on him for sure. But dude, the passing yards on him, I mean, right now, the best price I can find is 4,425 and a half yards. It's minus 112 either way you play it. Here's a guy I'm liking. Fantastics is saying 4,692, James. I mean, we're a clear 200 and almost 50 yards over that price tag there. So I don't like going overs too much, but guess what? Even though he got hurt last year, he played every game. He's played every game of his career. This is a guy, if you're going to go over and you want to go on a guy like that, I'm over on Justin Herbert.
All right, I can get with you. I don't have any more big overs. I have a small over on a quarterback, Desmond Ridder. I already talked about it earlier in the podcast. Atlanta's got a great schedule. I like their defense as a streamer early and probably often because of that schedule. Desmond Ridder, over 2,500 passing yards. This one might be fun to sweat out throughout the course of the season because I don't think he's going to have that wrapped up in December ready for me to cash that ticket. But we're projecting him for 2,832. I can go over 25, and then I'll also go over his touchdown total. That was minus 112 on Dez's pass yards. To go over, I'm going to go over on 15 and a half passing touchdowns, minus 110. I may go heavier on this than my other touchdown props, and it boils down to this. I mean, how big of a touchdown pass does he have to make to Bijan Robinson? You know, he's got London and Pitts who are going to, and I know Pitts had certainly struggled with touchdowns rookie year, but I just feel like those three playmakers around him, I like 16 passing touchdowns this season. That's one a game, Dan. I think he's got that in
there. I like it. I like it a lot. Beautiful. I like it a lot. You know what else I like a lot?
Give it to me.
Jahmyr Gibbs, I like a lot.
Sure.
And so does the draft advisor. This guy has been soaring, James. When I go and run that update, just that click of the button, get all those web updates instantly, every time it's like, ooh, look how much more Gibbs is just flying up the board here. He's flying up the board. The hype train's rolling and Fantastics is jumping on, my friend. And you know what I'm jumping on? I'm jumping on that receiver yardage number. We think he's going to be used as a weapon in the passing game. The draft advisor projecting 54 catches, 434 yards, which is over the 375 and a half receiving yards you can lay on FanDuel right now, minus the 112, buddy. That will be a bet I will make.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you there, Dan. We didn't get to one more passing one that I want to do, too. Just the passing yards leader. Give me Kirk Cousins at plus 1400, by the way, on FanDuel. Because they're
I'm liking Cousins after watching this quarterback stuff on Netflix.
Defense stinks. Oh, plus that Fu Manchu he's got, right? I'm just kidding. But their defense is terrible, and we have them as the fourth most passing yards in our projections. I like that plus 1400. So I think that's my last passer. I've got a couple interception props too, Dan.
Ooh, I see those pick props. Go ahead and give them to me because I only got one more, and I'll save it for last.
We've got the Deshaun Watson projected at 18 interceptions. We still haven't projected as a borderline fantasy starter, right? Depending on your setup, he is a fantasy starter. But that doesn't mean he can't throw the interceptions and he's going to be able to stay in games. They're not going to pull him. That's plus 2,500 on FanDuel or Hollywood. So there's your interception correlation between we have him with two more picks than anyone else in the league. Plus 2,500. I like it.
I can get behind it. I can get behind it for sure. I think, you know, those are some fun players. I did miss one of my running back props, and this is another touchdown one for you, James. 4.5 rushing touchdowns for Damian Pierce.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
That's minus 130 at FanDuel, so you got to come up on it. But if you really like it, 5.5, you can get plus 100 at DraftKings and Caesars. But this is a guy I love. And going back to the Fantastics Draft Advisor here, coming in real nicely in the formats. This is a target running back for me as an RB2 in these late drafts. I wish I could have more exposure, but we are projecting 1,120 yards on the ground, 206 through the air, 5 rushing touchdowns. So the 4.5, I don't want to get cute. I think he gets to 5 pretty easy. But James, the 1,120 yards, you can get it at 850.5 yards right now. So the rushing yards, another bet. I'm going double whammy on Damian Pierce because I think he's going to be a big deal. And I think this Texans team, just because of the division and stuff, they're not going to be as bad as people think. I might even play their over win bet as well.
I still think they're going to be bad. But you know what? There's other bad teams in that division. So there could be 3 bad teams in that division. So maybe they're just like the third least bad instead of the second best. But at any rate, Dan, I'll give you some more touchdown props that I like too, real quick, too, that correlate with us here at the Draft Advisor. Look at Rashad White, over 4.5 rushing touchdowns. Dan, that's even money, plus 100. BetMGM, we like that over. And I also like Brian Robinson. So you said you weren't getting cute. By the way, Rashad White, we like for 6 touchdowns. Brian Robinson, I am going to get cute with out there in Washington because you can get it at 5.5. We're projecting him for 6 rushing touchdowns. I'm getting cute, Dan. I'm going all the way up to the 6.5 here, or the 6.5. I get it at plus 145. I thought about going over the 5.5. I like that offense a little bit. I think they're look, I think we're going to see the Bieniemy effect in there. And I mean, I've heard, you know, slight things about just the way his coaching has already influenced some of these players. Brian Robinson was the rage last year before he got shot in the preseason. Over 6.5 for him. I imagine you got to like that over 5.5 on Rashad White, 4.5 on Rashad White, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There we go.
I do. I think that's a great way to end it. We've got a lot more stuff to talk about. And if you want to keep up with us all season, keep up with us here on the Fantastics Insider Football Podcast. The week's going to set up like this. We'll get you ready for the waiver wire here on the podcast and then make those final lineup decisions when we're on weekends, Saturdays, all season, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern over on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. Follow James at JamesAdams94, me at Dan Klaskins over on social. And James, insiderfootball.com. We'll pimp people to the Draft Advisor with those last minute drafts. And as we did today with these player props, my friend.
Absolutely. I mean, I love making these every year. I was wondering, like, would gambling be like this, this overbearing thing now, because it has certainly invaded the fantasy world. I mean, I'm just throwing $10 on these MVPs, $20 on these props. I'm basically going to throw in like one entry fee. And I'm going to have a ton of fun with it. So I found my lane. Don't get crazy. Don't go overboard. But you're going to have a ton of fun with these dumb little things and win some money, too.
Amen, brother. All right. That's all the time we got for now. Until next time, for James Adams, I'm Dan Klaskins. Thanks for listening to another edition of the Fantastics Insider Football Podcast.